Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth
has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples
of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them
to obey everything I have commanded you.
And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
Welcome to Exploring Missions, connecting mission needs with those equipped by God to meet those needs across the world or across town. And now, the host of Exploring Missions, Bert Harper.
Many of you have just participated in one of the greatest Christmas missionary movements that the world has ever known. It's called Operation Christmas Child. But I want to know, do you know the rest of the story? Well, this is what this program is about here on Exploring Missions, is the rest of the story. Our co-host is Nathan Harper. And Nathan, Operation Christmas Child is awesome. It presents the gospel to people all over the world. But the Great Commission says something about making disciples. So when Samaritan's Purse had started this, they said, we need to add to this shoebox. And they've done a wonderful job in adding to it, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right. It's really exciting to know that when you pack a shoebox and you have that picked up, collected, you know that's going to be delivered, and some child somewhere in the world is going to open your shoebox that you pack. And along with the gifts and the nice things that you pack inside, they will also be given the opportunity to hear the good news of Jesus, that God loves them, He cares for them. He sent His Son to take away their sin and to give them new life in Him. And it's also good to know, very exciting to know, that that's just the beginning of the process, the beginning of the journey, if you will. And the rest of that journey of following Jesus, being a disciple, making disciples, going on to obey Him and grow in your purpose, all that follows that gospel message. And so it's good to know when you're packing your shoebox and sending that off, that there's a lifelong, eternal journey ahead for some children who will open that shoebox.
And today we're going to look at what I've said, the rest of the story. We have a guest from Boone, North Carolina. Now, I want to say this, and before I say this individual's name, Boone and Tupelo have a good bit in common. I know Boone's in North Carolina, Tupelo's in Mississippi, but they're not huge towns. They're, you know, moderately small and somewhere in between. But out of these two places, God is using men and women, believers, to touch the world. And it's through Operation Christmas Child, Samaritan's Purse, that Boone, North Carolina has done this, and through the American Family Radio and all the technology that's available, we're touching the world as well. And when we join together to do this, it's an exciting time. So I'm just thankful. Today, our guest is James Dodds-White. And James, again, I have an issue with difficult names, so I'm going to stick to James the rest of the time. Is that okay?
That sounds great. Just don't call me late for dinner. We'll be okay.
Well, brother, it is good to have you. And Nathan and I have already talked about Operation Christmas Child, but my first question, those that may not know, and they may have just, I don't know where they've been if they haven't been hearing about the shoebox and that campaign, give us a little bit of an overview of Operation Christmas Child.
Sure. Thanks, Bert. Operation Christmas Child, or OCC, is a project out of Samaritan's Purse that uses a simple shoebox gift, and it's made and put together by families and churches all over the United States and also seven other sending countries. So Australia, Canada, Finland, Germany, South Korea, Spain, and the UK all assemble shoebox gifts filled with clothing, hygiene items, toys, a wow item, and it's packed by families and churches, brought to processing centers where it's insured to not have anything harmful, and then it's shipped out all over the world, about 11 to 12 million of them every year. And with this little shoebox gift, the gospel, the good news of Jesus, is proclaimed in a child-friendly way with the help of the local church. And so we have kids that are here the good news of Jesus all over the world in their language with the help of the local church. And we hear incredible, incredible reports every year, great testimonies of what God is doing through a simple shoebox gift that it still blows our minds, even here at headquarters, about how God uses this little, this crazy little idea to use a shoebox gift to share the good news of Jesus.
So, James, I know you're here with us today to focus most of our conversation around something called The Greatest Journey. And we understand that it's a follow-up following after the giving of the shoebox gifts. But what is The Greatest Journey? Can you just tell us in simple terms, what is The Greatest Journey?
Sure. The Greatest Journey is a 12-lesson discipleship course that is offered with every shoebox. So, for instance, if a church, say, in Cameroon does a distribution event, they'll invite maybe 150 kids to receive a shoebox to hear the good news of Jesus. Every one of those kids are invited into a discipleship course of 12 lessons called The Greatest Journey. And the reason is because Jesus didn't say, go and make converts. He said, go and make disciples. And so it's one thing to share the good news of Jesus, but we want to give them opportunity to understand how to read the Bible, how to pray for their friends, how to witness to their family. And that's what The Greatest Journey is all about.
Nathan, when I hear James saying that, I can't help but think about you. You and I have worked together on not only this program, but other things, but the idea of making disciples. And a lot of churches, I'm afraid, may come short, and we desire, that's what part of Exploring Missions is about, teaching, but not just interviewing missionaries, but also teaching how to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. So, James, you're in good company here when you talk about making disciples. So the question that I would, how long or what was the thought process between Operation Christmas Child with a shoebox and The Greatest Journey? Did it happen immediately, or was there a journey to get to the point where, we need to follow up on this? Can you enlighten us a little bit about that?
Sure. If you look at the history of Operation Christmas Child, I believe it started in 1993 or 1995, and it was really some other ministry that started it and did a bunch of shoeboxes to Ukraine and basically asked Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham to help out. And for a few years, we would just give boxes, and then we realized that it was really difficult, really expensive, and not sustainable. And so we said, you know what, if we're going to do this, let's go all in, preach the gospel, and make disciples. And so about 10 or so years ago, we developed The Greatest Journey, which is a world-class curriculum that helps children really come to know God in a deeper way, understand how to read the Bible. So we took a long time in development, but since its inception, so many millions of children have gone through the 12-lesson discipleship course. And as a matter of fact, just last year, in 23 and 24, last season, we had 5.4 million children attend The Greatest Journey.
Wow, that's amazing. So you're reaching millions of children with Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes, but even millions of children are following up through The Greatest Journey in their discipleship and growth process. Can you give us a little bit of just maybe some inside content of The Greatest Journey? So basically, in simple terms, discipleship is learning to follow Jesus as your Lord, as your master, learning to live in this life the way Jesus would live it, becoming like Christ. But what are some things that the children learn as they go through The Greatest Journey that help them become like Christ?
Yeah, great question. So The Greatest Journey, each lesson is comprised of several sections. So there's one where there's a memory verse. So every kid gets a memory verse card that they take home, and they memorize the scripture, and they bring home, and they're celebrated, you know, once they memorize the verse and they come back the following week. There's action games. There's a lesson. There's the memory verse. There's a story with Sam, who's a reoccurring character. They go through the gospel. They go through Bible stories and all different sections. There's a different challenges and activities. It probably lasts about an hour, hour and a half. And then at the end, they're encouraged and they're taught how to pray. And so a kid who walks through the greatest journey is going to know God more through the scriptures. They're going to know how to pray, know how to evangelize. And, you know, even though 5.4 million kids went through the greatest journey last year, we have no idea, and we will only know, and we won't know until we get to heaven, the ripple effect that that has. I mean, you take a child, a 10-year-old kid, and you put him in a family, and if, you know, who a kid who knows Jesus and is instructed and discipled on how to share his faith or her faith with their family, and then it affects uncles and aunts. And we've seen entire villages transformed with just one child hearing about Jesus.
When I hear that, you can't help but be amazed at what God did in 93 or 95. I heard that story told how another minister was going to do that and ask Samaritan's Purse to help them distribute it. And then this is amazing to see what God did. And we're hearing this, small beginnings. But now, these numbers that I'm hearing, 5.4 million going through the greatest journey, it blows my mind. And during this conversation, we've been talking about the local church. And I want you to comment on this, James. It's usually the local churches here in America, and I'm sure that's true in the other countries that participates in this. They collect them, they box them, they send them. And then as Samaritan's Purse takes it to these different places, villages, there's another local church there that is ready to take that and receive it and help. So we're looking at Operation Christmas Child and the Greatest Journey. It's all about Jesus, but it's church-centered, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. As a matter of fact, 6 years ago, when I read the mission of Operation Christmas Child, I was pastoring a church at the time, and I was sensing a stir in my heart, like God was calling me to do something different. And there's a phrase in the mission of Operation Christmas Child that says, we mobilize the local church. And when I read that, I began to cry because that's my heart. And I'm a father, I'm a grandfather. And when all my kids and grandkids come together in one place, you know, as a dad, your heart just gets filled with joy. So I imagine that our Papa in heaven, when he sees the overall global body of Christ working together, the church in America, you have Baptists and Methodists and Presbyterians and Pentecostals all gathering together to get mobilized and work to reach the children across the world. And then you have churches, other denominations all over Africa, South America, and Europe, and they're working together to reach the kids of their own communities. And I just think the secret sauce of the success of Operation Christmas Child is it's bringing unity to the body of Christ, and no one really talks about it, and no one really knows. But I think God's blessing is on this ministry because we have about 80,000 churches here in the U.S. that are working together to share the gospel, and we have about 80,000 churches all over the world that are receiving these gift boxes and using them to preach the gospel. It is incredible how this little project is bringing unity to the body of Christ.
That's amazing. It's really awesome to think about it in those terms and to picture what's happening in God's kingdom as we do something just as simple as that, as packing a shoebox and sending it off with prayer. And it's also good to hear the other end of that. And so as these children, as you said, 5.4 million just last year had participated in the greatest journey in that discipleship process, can you tell us, I know the answer here, you're going to say the local church, but tell us about that. Who's leading these groups? Is it groups? Is it one-on-one? The children that go through the greatest journey, is it in a local church building? How does that sort of happen? What does that look like on the ground there?
Great, great question. So local churches in any given country where Operation Christmas Child has a presence, they'll no doubt have heard about the project and they'll, you know, word travels fast. And so our volunteer teams in countries will issue a vision meeting. That basically they'll say, if you want to be a part of Operation Christmas Child, come to this vision casting, and we're going to share the vision of OCC. So they'll fill a room with a bunch of pastors and leaders from various churches in the area, and they'll cast the vision. They'll say, if you have a heart to reach the children who don't know Jesus with the gospel, then fill up this application and prayerfully ask the Lord if he would have you get involved. Then that volunteer team will examine all the applications, and they'll select prayerfully the well-aligned churches that they believe have a real heart for evangelism. And then they'll take those churches and they'll say, okay, we need a leader, we need some prayer warriors, we need some The Greatest Journey teachers, and they'll invite them to a training. And then it's a full-day training of how to do an outreach event, how to do The Greatest Journey class, and how to share the gospel in a child-friendly way. And then following that training, these churches will have a pickup day where they'll come and they'll get their, say, 150 or 200 gift boxes. They'll schedule a day for an evangelism event. They'll celebrate, sing some songs, invite the kids, and then the kids will hear the gospel and get invited into The Greatest Journey. And so it is many layers. There's a lot of details. There's tons of trainings. We have, I think, about 1,300 teams all over the world, volunteer teams, and each team is made up of 6 volunteers. And those volunteers are the ones that we train to mobilize the local churches in the area.
Well, that's awesome.
It is. And when I hear this, it's 12 weeks. Do they take the little booklet home with them, or do they keep it there, or when they're there in their village, in their homes? We alluded to this earlier, not just alluded to it, we talked about it. They take it home, and there's their parents, there's their brothers, and maybe extended family, and it gets involved, or, you know, when I hear that, this 12 weeks, are those children memorizing those scriptures? I'm sure they have to have somebody in the family say, listen to me, see if I get this right. So the ripple effect is just ongoing, isn't it, James?
Absolutely, absolutely. So they take the lesson home. The parents hear about it, no doubt. The kids talk about it. But the great thing is at the end of The Greatest Journey, so once they've completed their 12th lesson, they have a big graduation ceremony where the families and aunts and uncles and sometimes the village is invited out, and there's a huge celebration, and the child gets a certificate of completion and then a New Testament Bible. So not only do we share the good news of Jesus, not only do we disciple them, but at the end of The Greatest Journey, we put the Bible itself in their hands for them to take home, and it ends up being a huge blessing to their whole family.
Awesome. So, James, and by the way, we're speaking today with James Dodes-White with Operation Christmas Child and The Greatest Journey with Samaritan's Purse. And he's explaining to us in detail the process of how The Greatest Journey works and the millions of children around the world. How many is it, 170 countries that this operates in, James?
In our history, we've operated in 170 countries. So, okay. So not all of them are open right now. So this year, I think we'll be in about 110 countries.
Awesome. So those countries, children are following Jesus, and then they're learning how to follow Jesus in a discipleship program called The Greatest Journey. So, James, maybe for you personally, like, how have you seen the impact of The Greatest Journey? What have you seen as the impact of this?
Well, I could talk all day about this. I've heard dozens and dozens of testimonies of families that have been entrenched in, say, like voodoo, and the gospel has reached a child, and the child has reached the family, and the family has reached the village, and then all of a sudden land is being given, and a church is built. Last year alone, we built 638 churches around the world through The Greatest Journey and Operation Christmas Child, and we're not a church planting organization. But what happens is we do an outreach event in a tiny little village in the middle of nowhere where there's no church, and then all of a sudden 50 kids give their life to Jesus and their families show up, and then the church that did the outreach event will send a pastor and start a church. So just last year, 638 churches. Last year, we did outreach events in areas where there's an unreached people group or a UPG. That's a place where the gospel has never been shared or there's no Christian testimony. We engaged 896 unreached people groups with the Greatest Journey and Operation Christmas Child. So let me give you just a few numbers about the impact, because these numbers, they blow my mind. Through the Greatest Journey, every 24 hours, 7,632 kids accept Jesus. Think about that. Every 24 hours through this project, 7,600 children hear about Jesus and surrender their lives to him. Just through this one little project. And every 24 hours, 29,000 children hear the good news. Every day, every 24-hour period, 29,000 children are hearing the good news of Jesus. We've heard testimonies of kids getting healed when they opened up their shoebox. I heard a testimony of this little 10-year-old boy named Ian last year. He had kidney issues and to the point where his legs weren't working. His friends carried him to an outreach event. But he opened up his shoebox, and little Ian in Kenya, in his shoebox was a soccer ball. Now, most kids would have looked at a soccer ball, especially any kid who can't walk because his kidneys aren't working, and would have said, God, you made a mistake. But this little boy, Ian, said, well, I guess God wants to heal me because he put a soccer ball in my shoebox. Well, sure enough, within days, his kidneys began to function, and he started walking again, all because people who prayed over a shoebox put a soccer ball in there, and Ian was healed when he opened it up. And now he walks around, carries the soccer ball with him everywhere as a testimony of God's healing power.
Amen. You know, James, stories like that should encourage everybody to be involved. Now, it's around Christmas time for us when it's at least packaged and sent. Some churches collect all year round. Like in the month of January, they'll collect this, and in February each time. But then around November is when they start packing it and they send it for the collection week. So Operation Christmas Child, after I heard these numbers, after they've taken to the collections and they examine them and make sure everything's right and they ship them out, we're talking about Operation Christmas Child being a year-round ministry, aren't we?
Absolutely. So people mistakenly think that the kids receive the shoebox at Christmas time. And that's just, we leverage the season for the collection. But the kids around the world usually receive the actual shoebox and the gospel anywhere from January to May, depending on where they're located. Because, you know, sometimes it'll take 2-3 months for the container to get on a ship, to get into where it's going through the port, to go through customs and clearance, and to get to the local church. So sometimes it's months before the child ever receives their shoebox. So it is a year-long process, and it is a cyclical thing that happens every year. And when I look at it and the details of it, I think, my goodness, only God could put this project together. Nobody I know on their best day could come up with using a shoebox to preach the good news.
Amen. That's true. James, what are some specific prayer points for you, maybe for Samaritan's Purse and the team you work with, or just in general for those that are going to be leading or involved in the Greatest Journey? Any prayer points specifically that you would love our listeners to engage with?
Sure. I would say continue to pray for unity in the body of Christ, unity on our teams. I would say I work in the Africa super region, so I oversee all of our Africa teams. And we created last year a bucket list, and it's actually 6 countries that we were not able to import freely because of tax constraints. And so the 6 countries actually spell out the word bucket. And it was the countries of Benin, Uganda, Cameroon, Kenya, Ethiopia, and Togo. So if your listeners could pray for those 6 countries, I would love to knock every one of those countries off the bucket list because they're open for us to import the good news of Jesus through a simple gift box. I'll say those countries one more time. It's Benin, Uganda, Cameroon, Kenya, Ethiopia, and Togo. And so we are importing into those countries in limited fashion now, but we would love to be able to import way more, but we're very constrained by the tax and governments making it complicated. And we know that those things are spiritual. And so we need listeners and believers all over to begin to pray and ask the Lord to open up those doors so those countries can get tens of thousands of good news gospel gifts into the hands of the church so they can share the good news of Jesus.
After you pray for these countries, for God to open them up, just ask God to see what you want to do. I found out by reading the information, it says this: it's never too late to build a shoebox online. You can pack a gift online at any time of the year using their website. Now, that's awesome. So if someone missed out on Operation Christmas Child and didn't get a shoebox in, they can do it now, James?
Yes, absolutely. You can do it anytime, and packing a shoebox online is one of the easiest ways to do it, and you can actually track the shoebox to see which country it lands in.
Wow. Nathan, didn't you guys do that one time?
We did. We actually did, and with our oldest child, our daughter, and we got a little bit of a response back. I think it was Ukraine, but that was several years ago, so my memory's not the best, but to know numbers, that's sometimes the best we can do, or to hear a story like little Ian, as you shared, James. It's really just, you know, it's an act of trust. It's a small amount of faith. It's like mustard seed faith, that we pack the shoeboxes and just trust that God will do what he does in his providence, in his sovereignty, in his love. Take those simple gifts, put them in the life of a child who either needs something or more than likely, they just need Jesus. And that shoebox, opening that shoebox, is almost symbolic of an act of opening their heart to hear the good news of Jesus. But we're just thankful for you and your team and what God is doing through you, especially through the greatest journey as disciples are being made among all the nations. Thank you for being with us today, James.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And again, that website, you can go to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, and you can find out what God wants you to do. And again, we say thank you for listening to Exploring Missions this weekend. And remember that you are on mission for God. So wherever God has planted you, bloom there and let Jesus Christ shine through your life. Again, thank you for being with us on Exploring Missions.